Hi, this is Zachary Hill.
And this is Maria Buyukos.
And you're listening to Creative Honey. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Creative Honey. And before we jump into our topic of community, I think it would be appropriate to offer a little apology to anyone that's listening to us. And what I mean by that is that we're sorry for kind of taking a hiatus and an unannounced hiatus. You know, we have been doing some creative soul searching, Maria and I, and we're kind of in the midst of, revealing some big things for us professionally, right?
Yes, indeed we are. We're in our little lab working up some cool stuff that we're really excited to release in the near future. However, it has, you know, cut in a little bit to our time. But we love doing this podcast and, you know, we try to do it whenever we get a nice free moment. And we're really excited to be back.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, you know, after we kind of, you know, reveal, I guess, I don't want to overblow what we're doing, but when we reveal what we're doing, I think we'll probably do an episode for that, yes. You know, kind of talk about our process. Because I think what we've been experiencing, you know, internally when it comes to creative services and what we're doing creatively, could maybe help other people to do what we should have done or like learn from us, basically. So yeah, that's that. And now let's talk about community. That's what we're talking about today. And I personally have been inspired by a couple books to the point, I guess, where I want to talk about community. So those two books are Share Your Work by Austin Kleon. I'm sure a lot of people listening are well aware of Austin Kleon and his books, Steal Like an Artist and Share Your Work. If you haven't read these books and you're a creative person, you're making a mistake, basically. Definitely pick them up and check them out. And another book by an equally as famous author, especially in tech circles, business circles, and creative circles, is Seth Godin. He has written a lot of great books and articles, and I've currently read a book called We Are All Weird, and he's talking about tribes and community, and at least that's how I interpreted it. I know one book's a little old and one book's kind of new, so I think it's kind of good to get multiple perspectives, right?
Indeed, and I've been reading those as well, and truly they are gold, so yes, should definitely jump into those. But the topics of these books are very much parallel to what's going on right now in this creative world that we live in. Everything is constantly changing, and with social media, everything has become really very much about community.
I guess on that note, the first thing I'd like to talk about for, you know, anyone that's listening and wants to kind of think about community and their place in community, especially in the creative world, is that because of social media, we all have a brand now. You know, my mom has a brand, your mom has a brand, your boss has a brand, your coworkers have a brand, and you have a brand, you know, and you have to maintain that, you know, to get a job, even if it's a non-creative job. You know, more and more employers are looking through your social media presence more than your resume these days. So, you know, everyone has a story to tell and a brand to maintain. And I've been reading a lot about branding lately as well, and I'm sure we'll have probably a branding conversation in a future podcast. Yeah. But kind of to quickly talk about that, you know, basically one element of a brand is that you want to evoke a feeling, you know, or you want someone to feel something when they think about you and, you know, when it comes to your brand. And the best way to do that is by joining the community, by, you know, as Austin Kleon says in the title of his book, share your work and share who you are, right? I mean, Amen. That's something we need to do.
Absolutely. And I have to say, Zach is like a million times better at social media than I am. I am
probably in a bad way, to be honest. I probably overshare. You know, I want to apologize in advance if anyone feels that I overshare my work. But I like hearing what other people have to say about my work, and even if it's bad sometimes, because I learn from it.
Exactly. You leave yourself open to all kinds of critiques, whether bad or good, and also connections. And that's something that I've had to realize kind of the hard way. Like, I'm definitely a more private, I guess, in some ways. And it's been hard for me to break outside of that, like, more introverted, like, aspect, even on social media, because I know a lot of introverts who are actually very outgoing with social media. But I also think it's sometimes it's hard to find the time to sit down and do a post, or to, you know, plan your post with purpose, things like that. But I mean, I've seen Zach really kill it with his social media, and I'm like, okay, FOMO is happening. And so I start to feel like, okay, I gotta get it going. And it's for good reason too.
Yeah, definitely. I think you've kind of brought up something where I think it's a good time to go on the record and say that both Maria and I are introverts. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of people that know me think I'm extroverted, but I'm not. You know, I think if you get to know me more and I trust you, then I will definitely open up. I remember when I was going to school, I was that guy in the corner computer in college. It's like, I just want to do my work and no one talk to me. And then I end up being kind of almost like the class clown. My last semester of college, you know, so I could definitely open up, and I know Maria can too, yeah. But we're definitely introverted. So everything we're talking about today is not easy for us, you know?
Yeah. Sometimes it almost feels like painful to put yourself out there. And then there's always that fear of like, what if I really messed this up? Like, what if I thought it was good? And then when I put it out there, everyone's like, wow, you don't know what you're doing. Like, that fear sometimes can be so pervasive that it prevents us from actually moving forward and just taking a risk. And that's what's really nice about these books that Zach was mentioning, is that they really show you, like, just how easy it is and how you don't have to be afraid, because actually that's the new norm now.
Yeah, actually, there's a podcast I listen to. I feel like today we're going to be, you know, hyping other people's stuff instead of our own. But, you know, we're design geeks and creative geeks, so we like geeking out on other people's stuff. Mm-hmm. So on that note, the Sean West podcast, my friend Tad Wagner turned me on to the Sean West podcast. And I listened to one of his episodes talking about kind of the imposter syndrome, that a lot of people are afraid to share their work or share their opinion because they're afraid of like someone that's more talented than them kind of, you know, calling them out. Like, you're an imposter. You don't know anything about design or photography, you know? And, you know, basically what Sean West talks about, and we'll kind of back that up, is that who cares? You know, I mean, it's not about like trying to, you know, be, you know, try to, I guess we're not talking about who's the smartest person, who knows more. We just want to have a conversation, you know, and if you want to get better as a creative, you need to have conversations with people. You need to learn from other people. You need to, you know, hear opinions about your work and what's going well and what can be improved upon. Every day at work, you know, I'll show my colleagues, you know, a piece that I'm working on, like, well, what do you guys think? And they're honest with me, and I love it. And I never get, you know, personally hurt if someone criticizes my work or criticizes an opinion I have, because it's about community and conversation. And that's kind of the theme, you know, we're addressing today.
Exactly. And, you know, I think that social media obviously has a lot of complaints from people who, you know, are kind of feel like they're inundated by it and stuff. And we've spoken about this in past podcasts. However, it's also forced a lot of us to get outside of our comfort zone. So it's a tool in a way that it's like, I mean, honestly, I've never thought when I signed up for MySpace in like 2005, that like social media would be this like powerhouse machine to get you employed, to get you to build a company, to find prospective employees, to get a fan base. Like, I never thought that's what it would be. It's just crazy how it went from being something very shallow, and it still can be, but to something that actually is a great asset to anyone who's trying to be anything nowadays.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think everyone knows the power, both positively and negatively, when it comes to social media. And I think what, you know, something I've been experiencing since I graduated from college not too long ago. I make it always sound like it was forever ago, but it really
it
wasn't.
Feels like it, right?
it does already. I know. But is getting out there, you know, off screen. That's something I've enjoyed the most since graduating, is that I went to, long story short, I went to a school that was kind of isolated from, you know, major urban life. I went to a school in Camarillo, California, a college there, Cal State, and it was, you know, about an hour away from Los Angeles, and it was actually an hour away from home for me, and you know, you kind of felt isolated there. We were in a tribe. There was a definitely community of people that I got along with, and we'll talk about tribes later. So there's definitely a community that existed, but it was an isolated community. And what's exciting about kind of being back in the LA area for me is that the communities that exist. And just in the last couple months, I've gone to so many, you know, lectures, networking events, non-networking events, mixers, Q&As, and just connecting with people has been so awesome, and just hearing other people's stories, because it really influences me as a designer. And we could probably go into that a little bit later, but I want to let Maria respond to some of that.
Yes, and again, going back to the whole introvert thing, a lot of people that know me would never ever guess that I'm an introvert, and like, it's actually painful sometimes to get yourself to go somewhere where you know absolutely no one. But I will have to say that is totally worth it. And once you start talking to like one person, all of a sudden, then you're like, okay, this isn't too bad. Like, I can actually swing this. And then before you know it, you've networked with like five people, given out your card, had great connections. And when he's talking about that off-screen value, like just incredible person-to-person contact never goes out of style.
Here's a secret that I think a lot of introverted artists and creative types don't know. Most people are nice. Especially in our community, like, you know, we want to help each other. I know I do, and I think most of the people I meet in the creative world are here to help. We're technically competitors, especially designers are competing with other designers for jobs, for clients, for business. But you know what's so cool though is that we don't treat each other like competitors. I never do. You know, if I meet a designer that's looking to get the same kind of clients that I am, I'm here to help. You know, how can we help each other? I think there's enough work to go around. I think that's one reason why, you know, so, you know, my point is that when you go to a lecture or a meetup, you know, most people do want to talk to you, because, you know, there's this exchange of information that exists. Most people, and I think Debbie Millman talked about this in a talk that I was listening to recently. She's a great brand strategist. I feel like I'm plugging so many people today. I've never met any of them. Just to make it clear, I'm not that cool. But my point is that she kind of brought up, I kind of lost my train of thought. What was I talking about, Maria?
You're talking about how everyone wants to help each other out.
Oh, yes. Debbie Millman was talking about, like, everyone wants to teach something. You know, and I think it was Debbie Millman that was saying that. But I like that idea, because I do. I know I do. I want to teach. You know, I like giving my opinion, because I think I know I'm in this weird thing, and I think everyone should feel this way. They want to learn a lot so they could teach it. Yeah. You know, I've always kind of been a big believer of that. So I'm, like, reading all the time and watching videos, going to lectures to kind of hoard information so I could give it out to someone that wants it later. You know, I think everyone kind of feels that at some point.
Yeah, I agree. And I feel like a lot of you might have experienced this indirectly, but I remember when I was in high school, I was really, really terrible at math. And what I noticed was that when I was in a study group, if I try to teach it to someone else, all of a sudden it made way more sense to me and I actually learned a lot more. So I feel like that applies anywhere. So when you learn something and you're teaching it to other people and engaging with that community, all of a sudden you actually, it becomes more firm in your head and you actually start to develop more ideas and you become more well acquainted to it through teaching others.
I agree 100%. Because humans, you know, if you ask any decent anthropologist this, we are innately collective minded. In other words, we seek social interactions. We are social animals. You know, we're talking about instinctually. Forget about, you know, culture and technological advancement for a second. We'd be running around in packs if we took all of that other stuff away. You know, so that still exists. And I think that's even more important in the creative community. So, you know, I'm sure you've heard this time and time again, but I cannot emphasize this enough. If you want to be that cliche, introverted, starving artist in the studio, you'll stay that way. Mm-hmm. You'll stay a starving artist. You know, like for us, our formula to get more work and to get ourselves out there is this, to be honest. This podcast is part of it. Sharing our work, going and meeting people, that's just as important to us as making the work. Because if you're just making the work for yourself, I mean, unless you're like a really hardcore snobbish fine artist, then what's the point? I mean, even if you're a fine artist, you're a designer, you're a photographer, you should be excited to share your work. That's one of the things that kind of got me into all of this. I don't know if it was the same way for you, Maria, but I got into this because, yeah, I am a little narcissistic at times, and I want to share my work. And I want people to like it. I want people to hate it. I want people to have a response to it, you know?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, it's interesting to watch the evolution for both of us. Speaking from my own experience, I remember when I was a lot younger and I knew a lot less, I was way more confident somehow. I used to post my work way more consistently. I was excited about it, you know, and I really didn't care too much about getting negative feedback. I feel like now that I've learned a lot more and I've been in the industry longer, like I feel like sometimes I get like scared by that idea of like, you know, messing up or something like that. But it's funny because when you're younger, you think less about it. You just go for it and just do it. And this was actually in one of the books we've been reading. I can't remember which one it was, but it talks about that. I thought it was like, oh yeah, it's dead on.
Yeah, totally. To play kind of devil's advocate here and to kind of see the other side, we're not suggesting, as Austin Kleon talks about, we don't want you to be human spam. And I know me personally, if you follow me on social media, you probably feel about this about me a little bit. And I totally apologize and I don't blame you. So I'll probably flirt with this a little bit, but my point is don't be human spam. And what I try to do to kind of counteract that is what I think everyone should do is if you're posting a lot of work, that's great, but also comment on a lot of other people's work on social media. Don't just post and walk away, interact. And I know, again, Austin Kleon talks about that in his books, but don't just spam people, interact with people, post your work, ask for comments. We do that every day at the end of this podcast. And then go out there and, you know, don't just like someone's Instagram photo, comment on it. Don't like something on Facebook, comment on it. If you're on Dribbble, I try to write comments to anyone's work that I like. And if I think there's, you know, something I think they could do better, I say, hey, great work. Try this. I don't say, but it sucks or something like that. I just say, hey, well, try this. And I love how people do that. The same for me. I'm getting into UI design a lot lately. And I don't know a ton about it, to be honest. But I'm excited about it. I'm passionate about it. And people are telling me simple things like, oh, create more of a contrast with your call to action button, you know, on one of your interfaces. Like, oh yeah, awesome, thank you. Maybe I wouldn't have noticed it otherwise, you know. So you're gonna get better too. I think that's what my long rant was about. You're gonna get better, and if you're not just human spam, you're gonna get better if you go and communicate and interact with people and not just post. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. It's social media gives us this opportunity to extend the experience of being in that classroom like you were back in school, when, you know, everyone get in front of the class and present their thing and everyone would comment on it, the teacher would give you critiques. This just creates the experience, but in, like, in a worldwide way. Like, you could have people from all over the world critiquing and giving their perspectives, and, like, that's just, like, an amazing experience. So you're just always learning if you provide yourself the opportunity to be a part of this type of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's a good transition into maybe kind of going in more Seth Godin's book when he's talking about being weird, is that this is a great time to be weird. You know, it's one of the things I got from that book. And what I mean by that is that because of the information age, because of the access we have to other people now, we have access to almost anybody. I mean, the president has a Twitter account. I mean, come on, think about it. That's crazy. We didn't have that kind of access even 10, 15 years ago, right? So my point is that it's okay to be weird now, because, you know, as Seth Godin talks about a lot, is like there's the idea of mass, and we're talking about like mass communication, mass followings, mass in general is kind of going away to a certain extent. And my point to all that is that don't be afraid to be different. There is a community for you now in every sense of the word. You know, like, because I'm able to go look at some of the design work that I love and follow the design heroes I love through social media and the internet, I'm able to feel like I'm part of a community now. You know what I mean? I'm like, I'm able to feel weird, yeah, but at the same time, you know, be okay with it because there's other people that feel weird too.
Yeah, and the reality is we're all a little weird. There's, you know, it's just a part of being a unique entity in this world. You know, we're all going to have our unique perspectives, but that's what makes it so much more awesome. Like I was saying, when you can get feedback from all these various perspectives. So, you know, this is the best opportunity to grow more than ever before. And on top of that, you know, there are a lot more people in the design fields. It has kind of blown up because of the, I guess, the advent of this community-based communication we all have. But the flip side of that is that you can actually use it for more inspiration. You are aware of the trends much more quickly. In like a split second, you know what the latest trend is going on everywhere. So it actually keeps you updated more constantly, and actually, you know, provides opportunity for massive growth. You know, you're constantly wanting to make sure that you're on the latest and greatest.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm not trying to go off topic too much, but when you said, like, you know, there's more designers out there, so what? Yeah. You know, I know, but we're supposed to be scared of that. And then when I talk to people that aren't designers, you know, when I say, oh yeah, you know, we just started this little design studio, whatever, and they're like, oh man, well, there's so much competition out there right now. Everyone's starting a design studio, and that's probably true, but I think the supply is honestly just meeting the demand. I know there's this idea that there's less demand for design work, but I think there's more of it now. And I think we talked about that before with design thinking a little bit, but everyone wants it now. And everyone, I think this is an exciting time to be a creative, in my opinion, you know, to the point where, like, businesses are starting to, you know, be into the, you know, creativity. They want good film, they want good photography, they want good design, etc. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, I agree, because as you were mentioning in the beginning of our podcast, everybody's got a brand, including animals. And, you know, there's been a number of famous pets that have been promoted by their owner just through a simple Instagram, you know. And so there's a demand all over. The layman wants really good design. Everybody wants good design. And it does provide an opportunity for us to be more innovative than ever and to push the limit in the, more than we've ever have in the past.
I'm probably being stupidly optimistic here, but I keep saying to people that, you know, the average bakery down the street is going to want the same kind of branding and web design as Airbnb in like a few years. So, you know, there's a lot of people who are predicting that, you know, this kind of tech and design bubble is going to burst soon. And I don't disagree with that, but I think there will be new opportunities and kind of mid-level businesses and small businesses, you know, because not all these businesses had a website at first during the dot-com boom, and now they all do, even like the small bakery. So, you know, there's always going to be opportunity, and yeah, I know I kind of went off topic, but my point is don't be afraid to get yourself out there, because it's a great time to get yourself out there, you know, no matter what you're doing creatively, you know.
Amen to that. And I was just thinking, that just all reminded me that I remember when I was about to graduate from college in about, was it 2010? I remember Weebly was like kind of a newer thing, and I was literally the only person in my whole entire class that had my own online portfolio through Weebly. And everybody was like bedazzled, and I was like teaching people how to make their Weeblies. They're like, "Ooh, this is so cool." Now we have all these platforms like that are way beyond of these. They're crazy. We just saw this one today called Page Cloud, I believe. What was it?
Like in that voice.
It's Page Cloud.
Page Cloud. And is that how they pronounce their, say their, or express their brand? Page Cloud.
Gotta keep it interesting.
Yeah. But, well, I think Maria's talking, we've talked about this before, like everything's getting automated and we should be very afraid and kind of, but I think, you know, design, real design is going to be one of the last things the automation robots of doom are going to take over, because good design still takes empathy and a level of humanity, and we haven't taught robots to do that yet. We probably will, and then we're all screwed. We're all going to be the guys sitting on the little floating things in Wall-E, really fat and eating whatever.
I believe this is not the first time we've made that metaphor. We just love that Wall-E.
We like Wall-E. That's the point we want to make with this whole conversation, is just go see Wall-E. And if you haven't seen Wall-E, what's wrong with you?
It probably is our future, so we should probably get well acquainted to that movie just so we know what to expect in the future.
It's like the playbook.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. We're like super digressing, or not digressing. Should we digress?
I don't even know what we were talking about besides Wall-E. I can't
remember. Well, we're supposed to be talking about community, you know, and how people need to be a part of it, right? Something like that.
That sounds good to me. Yeah, I mean, the thing is also about things like Page Cloud.
Page Cloud. If you work for Page Cloud and you're listening to us, we will do your jingle.
Yeah, we're really good at it, obviously. It's cool. So we stumbled upon it recently, and it's like a whole nother level of like ridiculously easy website building. Like, you literally just drag and drop stuff from anywhere. You don't even need a builder. So things are getting crazy really quickly, and we like it. But like he was mentioning, you know, there's the automation stage of all this just getting more and more automated is obviously a little threatening, but it forces us to be more creative. It's more about branding and identity
than a website. Yeah, well, exactly. It's becoming easier to be a designer and a developer now, but now that means, just like photographers had to adjust, because now everyone with iPhones is a photographer. Well, now everyone with a computer could design a website, you know. So I think we have talked about this before, so I apologize for being redundant. But the point is now we have to think more efficiently and think better, for lack of a better term, you know. And now we're going to be asked to contribute with our thought processes and our general intelligence, rather than what we can do on a computer. So I'm pretty sure we've talked about that before.
Probably. But, you know, we're just trying to tie it back all into the idea of community, and all these things that we've talked about do tie into this. And, you know, it's just cool. It's kind of crazy. I feel like we're on this crazy tidal wave that in our generation, everything just blown up so quickly, and we've been there through the dot-com craze and the, you know, the page building craze and the, you know, social media craze. Like, it's kind of insane that like we've been through all those crazy things in such a short period of time. So, I mean, I can only imagine what's going to happen in the future, but the bottom line is that it's all based around community. Community has been modifying what the outcome is for the future of these things.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, what's going to get us through all this? community, because we have to, yeah, do all that. And I'm only half joking. I think, you know, nothing can replace you interacting with another human being, whether it's online or offline, preferably it's both. But that, to me, is what's going to get you ahead. You know, I was always taught, and I'm a really big believer of this, if you work hard and you're nice and you're a good person, you should get somewhere in this world. But if no one knows that you're a good person, then what's the point? So get out there, you know, and share your work and talk to other people and let us know, you know, if you're starting to do that and it's making a difference. We'd love to hear that from you. And on that note, you know, I think it's pretty obvious that while we're trying to get back on the weekly podcast bandwagon, we decided to kind of make these next couple podcasts pretty organic, you know. So we just kind of had a topic in mind and said, hey, we want to talk about community, and we just kind of went with it, and that's what this podcast has been about, basically.
Yeah, sometimes it's just nice to have a good design conversation, and we want you all to be a part of it. You know, we want to hear what you have to say. You know, hit us up at creativehoney.info@gmail.com. Let us know what you're thinking, if there's anything that you want us to talk about in future podcast episodes, and what you're up to.
Yeah, and we have some big plans that we know we're going to get executed at some point when it comes to Creative Honey and our design business. So we're looking forward to sharing all that with you, you know, as part of the theme of sharing your work and being a part of the community. So stay tuned for that. And I promise this as well, like, guests are coming. I'm going to put Ben Blanchard on the spot right now. If Ben Blanchard's listening, we want you as a guest, and we talked to you about it. So hopefully we're going to get you to come on the show in November. He's a guy I graduated with, very talented designer and artist. So if you're listening, Ben, we expect you to come on the show.
Your time has come.
Yes, basically. And I talked to a couple other people that are pretty cool, and they're going to come and talk to us as well. And it's going to be fun times, and we're looking forward to kind of just having a couple more organic posts or podcasts like this, just to kind of get the ball rolling again. And then, you know, we'll be diving into all sorts of topics coming up.
Indeedy. So hang with us. Thanks for listening. As always, we appreciate your support, and we'll be coming at you with another podcast really soon.
Yeah. So in the meantime, share your work, be a part of the Creative Honey community. And I think one thing I'll tell you that we are going to probably start up pretty soon is a Los Angeles area meetup, meetup.com. We'll probably start a Creative Honey meetup. Mm-hmm. And it'll just be something as simple, like, let's all meet in a coffee shop or a bar in LA and talk, you know, design, art, photography, film, whatever is creative, and have a good time. And we'll see where that goes. But I think that's one thing we plan to do coming up pretty soon here. And we just want to create a community, and we want to let you know, like we were saying earlier, that you're not alone. There's other young up and coming creatives trying to figure it all out, you know, and we want to give you a voice. So yeah, that's it from us, I guess, until next time. Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, that's Maria's radio voice. But seriously, we'll see you guys next time, or whatever. Thanks, guys.
All right, take care, everyone.